dialing 8th and Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading our little podcast again this week. This is the 8th and Walton conference call. My name is Jared Davis. Emma, before we go any further, I just want to say it is great to be back here in the studio with you again this week. I don't know if you've listened to the podcast for the past few weeks, but we have had a lot of fun just going out to different locations here in Northwest Arkansas and doing the show on the road. It's almost like we're on tour. Emma, we're going to get some tour t-shirts made up for the conference call. But we are back here in the 8th and Walton studios for a very good reason this week. Okay, as a Walmart supplier, you already know this. You can't succeed without a plan, and you can't formulate a plan unless you've got a calendar. Well, the Walmart planning calendar for 2019, or as you cool kids like to say, fiscal year ending 2020, FYE 2020. Well, it's now available for download, and it's yours absolutely free. I've actually got a couple of links out in our podcast description for you this week. One link is to go right to the calendar, the free planning calendar, download it, and then there's another link to a blog that we have out on 8thandwalton.com that explains the calendar. You know how Walmart sets up their Walmart weeks and why the calendar is broken out by quarter the way that it is. All kinds of stuff like that to help you plan. So download your calendar and start making your plans for your FYE 2020 vision. Your FYE 2020 vision is something we're also going to be talking about on future shows. So you know you need a calendar to make a plan. And you know we have the Walmart planning calendar free for you. But once you download it, do you know how to use it to plan your business to line up with Walmart? That's what we're talking about on our little podcast today. Our old friend, Mr. Chris Kerner, is about to join us right here in studio after the break. As a former Walmart supplier, an analyst, a forecaster, Chris has got some great insight into how to use the Walmart planning calendar. I've taken a peek. Some things in next year's calendar are absolutely great, but there's some things rolling around in 2019 that are going to be not so great for your sales. And there's some notes you need to be making today in order to plan against for next year. We've got all the details on how to use the planning calendar for a profitable 2019 and a realistic FYE 2020 vision coming up next. Please stick around. This is the 8th and Walton conference call.
Hey, suppliers. Do you have questions about Retail Link? Would you like to know more about analytics and replenishment? Good news. You can get your retail questions answered fast with 8th and Walton chat. Just log on to 8thandwalton.com and wait for the chat box to pop up. Our merchant advisors are standing by to help you right now. It's absolutely free. Chat with us today without the wait. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We are back on the 8th and Walton conference call. As I mentioned before, we are talking about that Walmart planning calendar, and here to tell us more about it is Mr. Chris Kerner. Chris Kerner's in the room. Thank you so much for being here again, sir.
Jared, good to be with you.
Hey, first of all, you work with our supplier clients every day, but you came right out of this world. How many years were you in the supplier world?
So I was with Energizer for 27 years, various roles in sales, finance, did some international work, moved here in 2003 with Energizer, and 3.5 years with Newell Rubbermaid as a senior category manager.
And now here at 8th and Walton, where I'm glad that you're here, because I need some advice about this Walmart planning calendar. Even as you were a supplier and working with our supplier clients today, how valuable of a resource is this just in your everyday planning as a supplier?
You know, it's so valuable. Everything, of course, you're comparing things to last year. How were sales last year? And as you're planning for the future, not just looking back, but as you're planning to the future, you've got to keep in mind what events were big drivers last year so you know what you're comping going forward.
You know, you said that word events, and that actually made me think about something. As an analyst, even looking at the entire calendar, aside from seasonal events, what are some of those other things that an analyst needs to be making note of today to remember next year?
The seasonal events are big, as you mentioned, very, very important. Christmas timing, Easter timing, that kind of thing, because it can really change things. And when you're looking at that, you've got to factor that in. You know, you can't go out and report to your buyer, hey, sales were plus whatever, which was a bend in the trend, something very different than we've been seeing. And if you don't know that the reason is because of a timing flip, you just look like you don't know the business. So you've got to know that. The other big piece is it helps you keep track of any big weather events. When I was with Energizer, as you can imagine, for severe weather, we were very much in demand. And we would see those spikes in sales as people needed batteries, needed portable power. So we've got to keep that in mind that we did that last year.
So let's go kind of get back to other big seasonal events on the calendar. As a supplier here in 2018, and you open up this new calendar that's 2019, fiscal year ending 2020, what's the first thing that you look at?
It would probably be Christmas timing. You know, how many weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas? It's a big season for a lot of people. That was our biggest season at Energizer, as you can imagine, with all the toy giving. So Christmas timing and then Easter timing. When I was with Newell Rubbermaid, we had Goody hair accessories, and it was all about fashion. I mean, we made sure we changed the spring mod before Easter, so we had to know when the Easter timing was.
Well, I want to talk about that big Christmas flip first, because this is something that everybody flips to right away. And here's the big question, that in 2018, when you look at the calendar, we've got 4.5 weeks that are between Thanksgiving and Christmas, kicking it off with Black Friday the next day, so 4.5 shopping weeks. When you look at the new calendar, 2019, we're losing a whole week because of the late Thanksgiving. So as an analyst, Chris, or as a supplier, what do you do today to practically begin thinking about that and making up for those lost sales if that's your big time?
So what we do, and it's the same thing for a severe weather event, Jared, like at Energizer, when we had a severe weather event in the summer, we had to say, okay, next year, we can't count on that weather event. Obviously, you don't want to. You don't want people to be in harm's way. Same thing for Christmas, where you'd say, what can we do every single week? If we can't make up those, let's call it millions of dollars of sales that happen in that two-week time, what can we do every week to maybe grow $50,000 or $100,000 a week, every week to make up for that? How do we do that? Can we put a story together to get new items in? Can we put a story together to get increased store counts based on some demographics analysis, based on some store of the community? Can we find stores that are having zero sales or low inventory that we can fix every day? It's not always going to be through a home run. Sometimes it's going to be those singles and doubles, the blocking and tackling, to get that so every week you're working to comp those big events.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's obviously a huge flip. What are some of the other flips that you look at throughout the year as a supplier?
Would be that one is the big one, and Easter, I think, are the two big ones.
Easter is with that's almost becoming another holiday time as it becomes bigger and bigger in gift giving. And just kind of as a side note, Easter this year fell on April 1st, and then 2019 we're looking at April 21. So almost 20 days between the two. That's going to be huge for candy suppliers.
It's going to be very huge. And again, that's why when you come to doing your reporting, so many suppliers do their weekly reporting to the buyer. There's going to be a time when you've got to say, okay, yes, I'm looking at weekly and how I did last week, but now I've got to bundle 3-4 weeks together in that whole Easter season to get the real look at how we did Easter this year versus Easter last year.
Now, the analysts in the office, they were really married to the Walmart planning calendar for forecasting. In your opinion, how far out does an analyst need to plan to really be a huge benefit for their company?
You know, we know Walmart's out there. Many categories are doing one or two mods a year, so you're wanting to plan at least that. But you know, we're looking at least 2 years out because we want to understand what that innovation pipeline is. You know, our suppliers are already having a vision for what products they want to have 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So how can we position them best so that when those new items are available, they're on Walmart's mind as well?
And I want to talk a little bit about how 8th and Walton helps suppliers in using the Walmart planning calendar. We talked about the seasonal flips, and we talked about some of the other things to look for. But, Chris, what are some of the other basics that suppliers are using this calendar for each day, and how do we help them out?
Well, I think it's using that in tandem with just understanding your business at Walmart. So I'm looking at my Easter flip, my Christmas flip. I'm looking to cleanse any data based on severe events last year or anomalies. You know, I'm also tracking, did I do a rollback? Did I do a demo? Did I do something via social media or marketing that drove sales? I've got to keep that in mind for next year because I'm going to anniversary that. So how can I plan based on those things? I think those are other key ways that analysts are looking at the business.
And once again, we've got a link in our podcast description, downloading the Walmart planning calendar for fiscal year ending 2020. Remember your 2020 vision. It's absolutely free to download it. And if you have any questions, please contact us here at 8th and Walton. We also have a link in the podcast description. You can get a hold of Chris Kerner. Always a pleasure to have you on the podcast, bud.
Thanks, Jared. Very fun to be with you.